Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klimchuk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry takes first base on ball four. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Thornberry attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Brandt moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball four. Herzog moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a pop-up towards third. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Gentile scores. Hansen moves to third. Courtney moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hansen scores. Courtney moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Al Pelarsic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pelarsic is 0-for-2 in the game. Pelarsic hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisher is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Lump moves to third. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hankins hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Courtney for a passed ball. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. Thronberry moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Thronberry moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Bud Daly now pitching. Dave Philly pinch hits for Clint Courtney. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gentile moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dick Williams pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Pelarsic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. Hansen tags and moves to third. One out. It's Orioles, 4, Athletics, 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clem Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing left field. Gus Triando's now catching. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm juggles the ball. That's an error on Wilhelm. Hauser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump strikes out. There goes Hauser. The throw from Triando's and Hauser is out. There goes Pilarczyk. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 3 in the game. Klimchuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seaborn strikes out. Triandos drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Seaborn out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Earl Robinson pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing left field. Dick Williams now playing first base. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-4 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-4 in the game. Pilarczyk strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Lump reaches second base with a double. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-4 in the game. Klimchuk hits a fly ball towards right. Brandt settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brandt. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Klimchuk moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.